Race 2, today's win went to Emirates Team New Zealand over Alinghi by 25 seconds. The America's Cup match is now tied at one win apiece. Well, an historic day for sure. Today, five America's Cup sailors, two of them are here, their 16-race winning streak stopped. New Zealand, Team New Zealand's losing streak also stopped at the America's Cup match. So no matter who wins the 32nd America's Cup, it will no longer be a clean sweep. The last time this happened was in 1992, when both the challenger and the defender won at least one race. Following their defeat yesterday, the Kiwis came out strong today, neutralizing straight away their poor tack entry disadvantage by getting across the bow of the defender in the start box entry. In control for the rest of the pre-start, Dean Barker got the best of the start and led out in an almost carbon copy of yesterday's start. Then a few minutes into the first leg, in much the same vein as yesterday, the defender worked up from to leeward and bounced the Kiwis away and took control of the race. A lead for the defender at the top mark of 19 seconds was again similar to yesterday's. Kiwis gained downwind, however, took the right-hand buoy as the Swiss had let them take the left. The second beat was where the race turned around. Following a long port tack of both boats, eventually the Swiss let the Kiwis swap sides to take the left. When they came back together again, the advantage was closer to the challenger. Dean Barker and his crew managed to stay to windward of a squeezing Swiss boat all the way to the ley line. The advantage stuck and the Kiwis led around the top mark for the last time and opened up a nice win, a nice lead of more than 100 meters to win the race. Brad Butterworth, skipper of Alinghi, can you talk us through the start and which side of the course you were looking for?
Well, the start was, it was a bit of a difficult thing because Team New Zealand crossed us in the box, even though I think the line was pretty even. And then the boats lined up. We wound up doing a few circles and the boats lined up pretty close together, and Dean did a nice job of just getting below our stern, and we had to tack off because of the otherwise we'd infringe. And we actually, I think, got going good on port and then managed to tack back over onto starboard, and they went behind us and set up to the right of us, but we were quite pushed on the line by that stage, and so we wound up sailing down the line a bit further than we wanted to, but we had good speed and came off the line just slightly behind Team New Zealand.
But you had wished to have the right hand side if you'd had the choice, or were you looking for the left?
We wanted the left. Yeah, we were happy with the left, and that's why it was a bit of a it was a bit of a struggle when they hooked us. So I was a bit afraid that we weren't going to wind up to the left, but Ed did a good job. We wound up getting back across them, and there was a few flags flying. It was a little closer than most America's Cup starts, so it was good.
Heart beating a bit faster then?
I don't know. The pacemaker's on.
Tell us about choice of at the end of the first run. You took the left hand side initially. Was there any reason for that in particular, or was it less manoeuvres? Or
it was actually a really difficult day. It was one of those a real difficult day to sail. Being the boat ahead, it's nice being ahead, but even the run was a difficult run, and we'd made quite a nice gain out of the top of the run, I think, and then things got quite a little bit strange at the bottom, and when we came back we had to wait for a shift, and so it pushed us down onto the ley line into one of the marks, and so we just pushed it. When we were around the bottom mark, the marks were even, we thought, but the boats were split, and so really the race is all on, and that's the way the game's designed, and you've sort of got to either take it or leave it. And we would have loved to have probably gone around the same mark in hindsight, but we were happy to go around that mark, and it turned out to be okay, but it sort of got us a little bit out of phase further up the beat.
Would you say in hindsight now that was the turning point of your race?
No, I think the turning point in the race was that we probably got a little worried about the right-hand side of the course after they made a nice gain out that side initially, and then they sort of lost it as we got closer. And so we started to, historically the right has been quite strong later in the day like that, and it just turned out that it didn't. And when we came back together again, they were coming back into a real good left shift in pressure, and we just didn't quite put the boat in the right place. We should have just pushed the tack a little closer, and life would have been a bit easier. But as it was, they did a great job of coming in at a good moment and ramped off us and held us out to the lay line, and that was the end.
Ray Davis, was that the turning point for you guys as well?
Yeah, I think that was the turning point. First of all, on behalf of Dean and the guys, we do want to congratulate Brad and Murray and Warwick and Phipsy
Simon,
yeah, for a fantastic 16 races in a row. That's a remarkable effort, and we really take our hat off to Alinghi. It's a staggering performance of those five guys. And that was certainly the turning point of the race, and it's been a bit of a signature move of Brad over the years of tacking to leeward like that, and it's worked really well for him. And today was a tricky day where we did get a little, it was the biggest left hand we'd seen in the whole day, and it was right when we needed it. And we were able to the key there was to hold Alinghi out to the lay line, so that was the crunch moment and turning point, yeah.
Ray, going back to the start, or just after the start, I mean, you had a really nice start. I think you were looking for the right. I'm not sure, but maybe you'll tell us about that. But seeing them come up to you from Tuluid again, like what happened yesterday, was that a really depressing moment for you?
Yeah, it was. We were more than happy with where we started. We had a bit of a plan that if we could start to the right and continue for 2 or 3 minutes, we'd be very happy with that. And Dean did a good job of starting at pace and heaps of separation. And normally, you'd be able to last a long time with that sort of range. And we were a bit surprised that we got spat off there, and then Alinghi making more of a gain on the left-hand side. So it was a little bit of a surprise for us.
Murray Jones, yesterday Alinghi seemed to have something special downwind, whereas today obviously conditions were very different. Was unable to make any real impression. Was it manoeuvres, speed, shifts, pressure, all of the above? Talk us through the runs compared to yesterday.
Today, as Brad said, it was a very volatile breeze. Breeze was going up and down a little bit, but also mainly the shifts. And so it was quite difficult keeping in phase with the shifts. And they're quite short phases, so not that easy just to jibe on them. I think the boats were really even downwind today. There was nothing in it really, and we were just when we were in front in the first run, we got a little out of phase where we were a bit further on the right hand side than Team New Zealand, and we got a biggest header of the day. I think we got into the 120s, and it didn't really work for us, and we made a little loss down towards the bottom of the first run. And the second run, we're just trying to get in phase with some shifts, but it ended up pretty even, I think, the whole run.
We noticed that Adam Bischel's spending quite a lot of time up the rig, maybe a little bit more than you on the runs, and he's certainly, obviously he's looking around for wind, but he seems to kick the battens through, which seemed to be a bit of a problem on Alinghi today. Is that something you noticed, or it's not really such a big deal?
Well, it's not a huge deal, but it is a difficult job to get the battens through. I mean, each team's got different sails and different battens, and it's always a compromise.
Don Cowie, main sheet trimmer on Emirates Team New Zealand. What did you learn about the defenders' performance today generally? There were some times when you were lined up pretty close to them, upwinds especially.
I think... like we said yesterday, I think there's two very even boats out there, and it's like really racing a one design. We didn't learn a lot from today, but we know that we're competitive like we thought yesterday, and it'll be a tight boat race.
Okay, we'll go to the floor. If you raise your hand, we'll take your questions.